My name is Garnet Templin-Eimel. I'm 62 years old. Today is June 21st, 2009. We're in Wenatchee, Washington, and I'm a daughter.
Yeah, my name is Chester Templin, and I'm 89 years old, and we're in Wenatchee, and we're in a soundproof foot. Trailer here. It's June 21st, 2009, and I'm the father of Garnet.
Well, Dan, it's so nice to be able to sit down and have this conversation with you this morning. And I know that you're going to be 90 this year, so it's interesting that you told that story about the horse, because I have always thought that you probably didn't like horses as much as you liked machines. And
you're right. I like a machine a lot better.
And I know that somebody in the family then had a Model T, I think, if I recall correctly. And you sort of enjoyed that Model T.
Oh, yeah. We had a Model T. And thing I remember most on those Model Ts and the kind of roads we had, we didn't have what you'd call a road. They were just kind of dirt trails is all they were. And then when you go through the rocky places, and sometimes there was rocks right in the track, the tires would like to blow out on those things. So you always had to carry a spare and a can of patching along. And a lot of times you had to stop and patch up a tube in order to, and then you had a hand pump there and you'd pump a little air in back in the tire and you could go on again. But you sure had to carry a spare tire.
Wow. And then you had a little idea that one time about the tires and you, when
oh,
we were
yeah.
up at Tyler, you were telling me about.
Yeah. Went up to my Uncle Irvin's there, and we stayed about two, three weeks with them, all three of us brothers. And I got, he had a Model T Ford there, they really needed to go to Tyler once in a while. Tyler was just a little place with a store, and about probably 3-4 miles or where they lived. Well, I thought the car was sitting there, or the Model T was there with, but the tires, maybe a couple of the tires were flat. And so he was in the woods there where they were cutting trees and so on, and had plenty of sawdust. So I put sawdust in the tires and put them back on. They looked pretty good.
And how did you get the sawdust in there? I mean, that's...
Oh, I don't remember, but I got enough in there to do pretty good. And then you pinch the tire back onto the rim with a couple irons, and I got enough in there to... It was fine. We could have made it pretty good, but we didn't... I didn't realize that as they started to rotate down the trail there that... we saw a little bit of sawdust coming out right along. And before we got too far, well, we got over on the better road, the old number 10 that went in past Tyler. But the sawdust come out all along the way a little bit at a time. And finally got down to where the tire was just flat. And my uncle... He was the kind that could get mad kind of easy anyway. And he just gave it a little more gas and tried to get there on the tire finally come plumb off the wheel and rolled alongside of the Model T. And three of us brothers sitting in the back, we just thought that was really funny. And my uncle didn't think it was funny at all. And the old tire rolled right alongside of us there for a ways and ran into a mud puddle that was along the road. And we couldn't help ourselves from laughing. And he said, "Well, if you guys don't quit thinking this is so funny," he says, "you can get out and walk." So that was a funny experience.
And you probably said how old you were, but
I probably was about 8, 9 years old, okay. About not 9, probably, maybe even 10.
Well, that is such a funny story.
Yeah, it was.